Sherry Up, Facebook, Sherry Up, Twitter, Vote Sherry Up. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, next year will be our 50th year living in Metchison. What is your occupation, and for how long? I've been a counselor in Metchison the last 4 years, after retiring from regular work. I was employed by the Victoria Times Colonist for 23 years, the last 18 as a sports reporter. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. As the only incumbent running for councillor in Metchison, I bring 4 years of political experience, and a long history of volunteering. Giving back to the wonderful rural community my husband and I have called home for 49 years as a privilege. As Public Works Chair, my main focus has been road safety, and I've worked with ICBC to install radar speed readers, school zone signs, and a lighted pedestrian-activated crosswalk. In recent years I've volunteered with the Metchison Community Association, the Metchison Seniors Association, the Metchison Arts and Cultural Center Association, the Rough Voice Singers and a Harmony for Ukraine fundraising concert. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I'm running for re-election because I feel I can contribute moving into the future of our rural community. As the only incumbent running for councillor, my experience will be valuable in helping those newly elected to learn the ropes. The faster they can become accustomed to dealing with everything from a resident complaining about a crowing rooster to creating a budget to pay policing costs, the faster we can get the work done. I also have ongoing projects I'm hoping to continue, including the refurbishment of the former Metchison School, replacing the Fire Hall Administration Building, and adding more road safety initiatives. What are your top three issues? Asterisk us versus them attitudes between council and the community aren't productive. Preserving our incredible lands requires a joint effort. Positive thinking, fiscal responsibility and reasonable dialogue is the way forward. Asterisk our fire hall, particularly the aging and leaking administration building, needs replacement and upgrades to meet post-disaster standards. Metchison has never carried debt, and council and residents will need to decide the best course of action. Asterisk a financial burden is also upon Metchison now that we have exceeded 5,000 in population and have to pay the bulk of policing costs. It will be a huge money crunch, and we'll need to find other ways to reduce taxes. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? I believe forests and fields, parks and wildlife habitat are essential to life, especially as climate change is upon us. Council and residents need to stay focused and alert to maintain Metchison's rural identity, while planning for an influx of visitors looking to enjoy our recreational gems. With full-scale development on our borders, the community must stand by the official community plan and remain solidly outside the urban containment boundary. We'll need to be creative in finding solutions to keep taxes as low as possible, encouraging farming and cottage industry, while still serving the needs of our residents. My vision is having a community that believes in the value of being rural, and is willing to work together to preserve it for years to come. What's one big idea you have for your community? My big idea is that the former Metchison Elementary School becomes a busy dynamic hub for the community in the next couple of years. It will be featuring arts, culture, a senior center, a large space for concerts and sports, and an emergency shelter, along with the financial support generated by commercial tenants.